Okay, this is episode 4 of our American Revolutionary podcast. Episode 4 is about the Revolutionary War. First thing is the Battle of New York. George Washington loses the city, and guess wrong where Howard attack. He let the British almost trap him in the city, and he left 5,000 troops in the fort that was captured by the British. Second thing is the Battle of Trenton. After Washington's defeat in New York, he and his army retreated across New Jersey to Pennsylvania. His main success was avoiding capture. The morale in the Continental Army was low, and supplies such as blankets, food, and warm clothing were running low. Knowing his army needed a victory, on Christmas night, him and his men crossed the freezing Delaware River into New Jersey. This is the first time the Continental Army went on attack. It was a big victory for the Continental Army. The victory was important for the colonists because it gave them much-needed supplies and ammo, and it boosted their morale, and it encouraged soldiers to re-enlist in the army. The third battle was the Battle of Yorktown. It was a fierce battle, fierce fighting between the Carolinas, often with Americans fighting on both sides. Both won battles, but neither seemed to be able to score a knocking punch. In 1781, the Americans and the French were finally able to win a decisive victory in Yorktown and Virginia by trapping the British between our land forces and the French Navy. The British surrender effectively ended the fighting.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Sons of the Continental Army. The Sons of the Continental Army would like you to join their group if you fought in the Continental Army or your father fought in the Continental Army. They're having meetings every Tuesday and Thursday over in the church. Join them. If you fought in the army against the British, or you are the son of somebody that fought against the British.
Up next, we have the interview with George Washington. Stick around.
Okay, this is our interview with George Washington. So, what is your role in the war?
Well, I was the leader of the Continental Army.
Yeah. What happened at the Valley of Forge?
I think you mean Valley Forge.
Yeah.
And we had to hold out there for the winter, and it was a very rough winter. Not everyone had food, not everyone had clothes, but in the end, it made us a stronger army in the end.
What's your view on previous battles?
Well, I feel like I've made a lot of small mistakes, especially in the beginning, but luckily, the British overlooked a lot of them, and overall, I knew when to retreat and keep the army in the fight.
How did average people help you during the war?
They gave us food, supplies, and some even let us use their house as a base of operations for a little bit.
Okay, thank you, George Washington, for coming in today.
As a result of this war, what will happen to our relationship with Britain? And how will it be into the future?